Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Drew, tell us about Jenna.
So I don't get it, man. You know, like, it's like we have a ton in common. We had a really fun date. I just can't figure out why she hasn't been in touch, you know?
All right. So you meet online or meet through an app or something?
Yeah, we met through an app.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to tell us which one. That's all right.
It's all right. What'd you guys do on the date?
She said she likes home-cooked meals, so I had her over to my house.
Nice.
We just invited her over.
Okay. Yeah. And how'd that go? Tell us about it.
Well, I'm not very good at menu planning, so you just put that out there. She came over, but during when we were eating, I got a call. I couldn't, like, send a voicemail, and I wonder if this is, like, an issue. I mean, I wasn't on the phone very long. I just had to clear up some stuff. And
how long did you have to step away, Drew?
Maybe, like, 4 or 5 minutes. It wasn't, okay. It wasn't
well, that's
long,
understandable. But, I mean, yeah, that's, I don't yeah. think that's a big, that's not. She didn't say anything like, where were you? It's like, that's rude. She wasn't like that. No, she didn't overreact or anything. No?
No, okay. No. She was cool. It was just, but then, like, after dinner, I thought maybe she'd stick around for a movie or something. And she just went about, you know? And,
so she split. So she split soon after dinner. So she was over then for, like, how long? An hour and a half, couple hours at the most?
Nah, a little less than 2 hours.
All right, well, let's see what we can find out, Drew. Hang tight while we call Jenna to see why she is not getting back to you for a second date.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Jenna?
This is Jenna. Who's this?
Hi, Jenna. Please don't hang up. It's not a sales call or a robocall or anything. It's Thunder and PT, and good morning. You're on the radio on 102.9 The Wolf, where we co-host the morning show here. Just going to come out and ask you this. Would you talk to us for a moment about a gentleman named Drew that you met? You went over to his house.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a quick moment
okay,
for us.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because we do a thing called a segment called Second Date Update, and this is where we call people who have not kind of gotten it together for a second date, and the one person wants to know why. So, can you just tell us about dinner? Because you went over for dinner, right?
Yeah. So, he invited me over to dinner at his place, and he expected me to cook, okay? Like, every single morsel of food expected me to cook. He pulled out all of the ingredients for his, like, strange meal, and he sat there and watched TV while I cooked.
What? Wait a second.
Okay, hold
what?
On.
So he said he had to take a call, was maybe gone for a few minutes.
No, he took a call, but then he sat and watched TV, okay, the whole time. I had to beg him to play sous chef. I begged him. I was like, can you just please help me? And he was like begrudgingly walked over to help me. I'm like, are you serious? Did you invite me to dinner for me to cook for you?
And Jenna, I am so sorry. He did not tell us this part
at all.
In fact, Jenna, I don't want to make this any more awkward than it already is, but we've got Drew listening in on the other side, on the other line here. Drew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, what, first of all,
you brought her over and then you've basically had her cook the meal.
I'm sorry, but Jenna said she liked to cook. So I was
okay, first of all, it was like cooking for an impatient 7-year-old. You were so bratty. You kept asking me when dinner was ready. Okay, you invited me to dinner, and I didn't like to cook. I didn't say, like, I want to cook a meal for you. This is not the 1950s. I felt like I was in a time warp.
You didn't
And I was just so uncomfortable. What are you going to say? What can you possibly say to make this any better?
No, you know what? You could have made dessert. That's all I was saying.
Oh, come on now.
I mean, Drew, buddy.
Drew, no. Drew.
Okay, I did not even want to be there. After you asked me to cook, I felt like forced to do it, and that's why I did it. And I felt bad because you were hungry, and to be honest, I was hungry. But I wanted to hightail it the hell out of there the second my fork hit the plate.
So Jenny,
dessert was definitely not happening.
Lesson learned. All right, next time I'll take you to dinner.
No, there's no, what do you mean next time? No, there's no next time at all, okay. Ever again. Drew, use my number.
Drew, what? Okay, please don't hang up yet,
yeah,
Jenna.
Tight,
okay, Jenna, I know
tight.
You don't have to go on a second date. Oh, this God. Is not what that's. This yeah. is about. I just want to get a few things straight here while you're joining us. Drew, mm-hmm. what were you thinking? Like, did you? Okay, first of all, you went to the store. You proposed this to Jenna Howe. Please come over for dinner, right?
Yeah. And then she was like, oh, great. Yeah, okay. I love home cooked meals. I was like, so okay, cool.
You went
like,
out,
I'm actually a good cook.
You went out like, and bought like some Ortega taco shells, some ground beef, some cheese. Did he at least have all the fixings and stuff, Jenna? Had he at least bought all the right stuff?
I would do a slow clap for him. Congratulations. You bought the right ingredients for tacos.
But, so like, Drew, the thing is...
He could have made those for me. Think about how simple tacos were. He could have had them ready when I arrived. Instead, it was like, oh, here's your spread. You like to cook. Go, hurry up.
And you didn't even...
in the kitchen.
And Drew, and he never offered to help.
Never. I had to beg him. You don't even understand. I had to beg him to help me wash the dishes. That's what I had to... Like, it's your kitchen, first of all. You're kind of a hot mess. Your kitchen is gross. But I'm asking you to help me as I'm as clean as I'm cooking. And he's just like, all right, one second. This is like my favorite part. It's my favorite part. Then you have to take your home call. And I'm like, what is the point of me being here? Because if you want to pay someone to be a chef, then go pay someone. And when you ask someone for dinner, you should either cook the dinner or take them out. When I said I like to cook, I'm thinking like, oh, maybe we'll go to a cooking class. Not like I'm going to serve you like I'm your wife. Get out of here, buddy. I don't know how you were raised, but you picked the wrong chick. I'll tell you that.
Drew, anything you want to say for yourself?
Man, I guess I won't invite anybody over to cook.
Yeah, you know? I think that's a good
sometimes
idea.
Sometimes how the Jenna, cheesecake crumbles.
Jenna, just one more time. Remember, they didn't get to the cheesecake. Yes or no on a second date?
If I haven't made myself clear, absolutely not.
Okay.
Listen, Never again, no.
You've been wonderful.
Yeah.
And Drew, we have so much to say to you. Yeah. And so much that women want to say to you right now. But we got...
I don't know if there any needs to be said, to be honest.
Not a whole lot.
Jen, appreciate you taking a couple of moments for us, okay? Sorry it didn't go super well for you, all right?
And everybody but Drew, we want to thank you for being on
Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one...
We use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious...
Check it out at creators.odyssey.com.